You're listening to the audio production of The Art of Overcoming, Letting God Turn Your Endings into Beginnings by Tim Timberlake with Justin Jaquith, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
To my son Max, your name was almost Rocket. True story. May you soar above any circumstance or challenge that life brings your way. I love you. Football, faith, and moving forward. I love football. When I tell people that, I usually get one of two responses. Either they enthusiastically agree and start talking about their team or the latest Super Bowl predictions, or they sigh and admit, I've never understood the rules of football. It's so confusing. Here's the thing, though. None of us understands the rules of football, at least not all of them. Even the commentators get confused by the referee's call sometimes, and they have to call up an expert who makes an educated guess about what just happened. It's hilarious. Half of the fun of football is trying to decipher what is going on. The point is not to have the game totally figured out, but rather to watch your team overcome the opposition through strategy, skill, and grit. And of course, to eat ridiculous quantities of junk food while doing so. One more thing. Football, like any sport, is at its best when the underdog comes from behind against unbelievable odds and wins the game. You've probably seen games like this. With mere minutes remaining, the coaches and players find a way to overcome impossible circumstances. Meanwhile, everyone watching is screaming their lungs out and spilling aforementioned junk food on the floor. Life is a lot like football in at least two ways. First, it's confusing. We spend a great deal of time trying to understand what just happened, what is happening now, and what needs to happen next. In life, though, we're not fans stretched out across a couch, eating carbs and yelling at a screen. Rather, we are active participants on the field, fighting to overcome what can feel like wave after wave of resistance. The goal of human existence is not to have everything figured out, though. The goal is to live, as in to breathe, to exist, to be fully alive. Not just to survive, but to be and to do and to become all God has in mind for us. That includes things like loving people around us, knowing God better, fulfilling our potential, walking in our calling, growing in our character, and many other messy, chaotic, nonlinear things. We won't always know what's going on, and that's okay. The second way life is like football is that it's hard. It's full of setbacks, losses, disappointments, pain, and tragedy. I'm not being pessimistic here. I'm being real.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?